SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, more citizens of Clifton receive certificates of possession. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
Another 80 residents of Clifton in St. Catherine received certificates of possession under the Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings Limited Community Regularization and Development Program. The aim of the program is to allow families of former sugar workers to settle on sugar estate lands owned by the SCJ to become legitimate property users. Community member Leroy Henry is expressing thanks to the SCJ for the venture.
I really appreciate this, trust me. It's really, 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 I'm really happy for this. I'm really proud of this community. I live in here over 10 years now.
Speaking at the handing over ceremony, SCJ Chief Executive Officer John Gale said the project will allow residents living in estate houses or on estate lands to take up responsibility of land or home ownership and community development.
The next round is the work for the infrastructure, which is where we are going to begin to actually put in the pegs and the boundary. So you can begin to re-establish your root in a more secure and profound way. In tandem with that, we are working with a number of agencies to deal with the infrastructure, road, water, and to establish and improve power supply system.
Clifton is one of 30 communities across 5 parishes where resident tenure is being regularized under the program. The parishes include Westmoreland, St. Thomas, Trelawney, St. Catherine and Clarendon. Goal number 3 of Vision 2030 looks at Jamaica's prosperity through sectors such as energy, manufacturing and mining. It seeks to set up internationally competitive industry standards that we all can be proud of. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and increase your knowledge. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Born Shauna McKenzie, this singer-songwriter grew up in Augustown. She migrated to the United States and attended Broward Community College with the intention of becoming a registered nurse. However, fate stepped in and she joined the music group Gift and was discovered by Universal Records. She returned to Jamaica and toured with artists like Richie Spice as a supporting vocalist until she wrote and recorded Wrong Address, a song that shot her to international fame. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Play. The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Etana, the Strong One.
Oh, them can't stop the way I feel for you. My love has no boundary. Them can't pull it away.
Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. On our community notice board, residents in Western Jamaica can now access the services of the Administrator General's Department at its Western Regional Office located at 42B Union Street, Montego Bay, on the second floor of the National Housing Trust building. Give them a call at 630-4653. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.